Ad Council. Coming up on 920, we've got a beautiful day going on here. 72 right now, a little bit of sunshine. September 2nd, Labor Day holiday upon us here. And again, I've been yapping about this all morning, and we can't mention Labor Day without bringing up the Bag Farm.
Bag Farm, here we come.
And Jenny, and you're from the Bag Farm. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. We got to talk about the Bag Farm. It's tradition.
It is. It is tradition.
So tell me a little bit about some of the events coming up this weekend at the Bag Farm. What's going to be going on?
We start tomorrow, actually, with a wedding, a local wedding out at the Bag Farm. So it'll be a busy weekend. And then Monday, as always, our end of the season, kind of blow out with dinner and tours and music. So, yeah, it always ends well.
I got to back up. Let's talk about the wedding thing first, too. For people that don't know, that facility out there is just absolutely fantastic for weddings and receptions.
Absolutely.
So if people are thinking about that, or they got that in their head, or they've got an event coming up going, I wonder where we should have this, they can contact you out there.
Please
right?
do.
Okay.
Yes. Either Facebook or our webpage. Calling out to the Bag Farm. Please give us a call. But yeah, air conditioned or heated. And yeah, everything that you need out there.
And it's beautiful.
Beautiful venue. Yes.
Beautiful location out there.
Inside and out.
So, okay. So coming up Monday, what are some of the events? You can just kind of thumbnail and generally go through what's going to be happening.
Start in the morning with some tours and come on out. The one thing that we can do well is feed you. We do know food. We know food very well.
Absolutely.
So we've got the roast beef dinner going on, and always, if we're going to be famous for something, it's going to be pie and ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out and eat. But Steve Warner's going to be playing some music, and so come on out and eat good music.
Right.
If you want to tour through some of the buildings, we're available for tours. So just make a date of it.
Now, are you still doing renovations out there? Are you still kind of upgrading on some of the buildings? Is that still happening?
That's kind of a yearly process.
Okay.
So whether we're painting or doing some minor repairs, but the main barn is completed, and so that is ready to go all the time.
Now, how cool is it for you to be able to take a landmark like that and so much history out there and just watch it grow, watch it improve from year to year? That's got to be satisfying.
It is. It makes our hearts happy. And then even this coming week, we've got EcoEd. So the soil conservation. So we got seventh graders coming out that we get to introduce them to the facility and seeing what we've got going on.
All right. And again, if people want to line up a tour, they can always do that by contacting you at the Bag Farm, too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. And we mentioned before, if you've got an event, if you've got anything coming up, just contact the Bag Farm because you can definitely accommodate out there.
You betcha we can.
So as far as like groups of people, because that's usually the first question. It's like, well, how many like approximately how large a group can you handle out there?
2 to 250.
OK, that's a safe range.
That's a fair group.
Right.
That's a big enough venue group.
Sure.
So, yeah. Works out well for us.
So
that's for sure.
What's the best part of your job out there? Is it just the people and having the interaction and getting to show that place off?
Absolutely. Yes. We're people. So it works great.
Right. And it's got to be relatively easy, too, I would think, because, again, there's so much history out there that you can talk about.
Well, where do you start?
Yeah.
Get the books out and and actually walk through the buildings. It's amazing to take a look at it and walk through, especially the main house and the foreman's house. It's always fun to step back into time.
Well, what a great addition. What a great resource, too, for our communities to have. Anything else you want to add, Jenny, before we wrap things up?
I think we're good. Just stay in touch with us on Facebook and our webpage and Pumpkin Patch coming up and additional either holiday or fall harvest events.
Will you come back in and talk to me about the Pumpkin Patch?
Absolutely. Okay. I'll invite you to come out.
Yeah,
you can be out there.
Better yet.
That would
better
be fantastic.
Yet.
Yes.
All right. Jenny, thanks so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
Big Labor Day celebration. And again, can't say Labor Day without thinking of the Bag Farm and location. You're right out there on
Highway 13.
So, you all know where it's at. So,
yes.
So
you
stop
can see
on
us for miles.
Have a safe and happy Labor Day,
Thank
Jenny.
You,
Take
you
care.
Too.
It's 924 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
would grant you one wish. I wish you could see the way you kiss. Ooh, I love watching you, baby, when you're driving me crazy. Ooh, I love the way you love the way you love me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Show you just how.